I've no complaints,
the bear bumbled.
I like showing sailors the way home.
I'm going to be a sailor, said Michael. Aunt Flossie sent me this suit for my birthday.
Well, you'll need the star in my tail to guide you. I'm always there.
Not if I have Mary Poppins's compass. I can go right round the world with that, and she can stay here and look after my children. Thank you, Michael Banks, I'm sure. If I've nothing better to do than that, she gave a loud affronted sniff, I'll be sorry for myself. Come to the party. That's something better. Me in my beautiful fox gloves, and you in your new pink dress. The fox danced on his hind legs and held up his fox-gloved paws. The handsome Mr. Vulpecula, arm in arm with Miss Mary Poppins. Handsome is as handsome does, Mary Poppins, with a toss of her head, tossed aside the invitation. There's poison in fox-gloves, said Michael, glibly. Mary Poppins never lets us wear them in case we happen to lick our fingers and then have to go to bed and be sick. Foxes do not lick their paws. Nothing so vulgar, said the fox. They merely wash them in the evening dew. Parsley, said a voice from the parsley patch with a coughing, choking sound. Orion sprang from his marble seat.
Be careful, Lepus. Don't eat it. Spit it out, whatever it is. Ah, that's better. There's a good hare.
He fossicked among the curling fronds and held up a shiny circular object.
A half-crown piece, by all that's lucky, and he nearly swallowed it.
The four children clustered about it, gazing greedily at the coin. What will you spend it on? Jane asked.
How could I spend it? There's nothing to buy. There are no ice cream carts in the sky.